And Speed Robertson pursued Digger Dawson, believed to be the murderer of Quackenbush, into the wilds of northern Michigan. They followed Dawson down to a landing on a narrow runway cut between trees. But shortly after they land, they are captured by the Digger and his men. He marches them into the front room of a small shack hidden in the trees. Jimmy is bound and placed in a back room together with Spud Knowles, pilot of the plane Dawson had chartered at Cleveland Airport. Jimmy is unable to cut his bonds with the aid of Spud, who is thought to be unconscious from the blow dealt him by the Digger. Obtaining a gun, Jimmy gets the drop on Dawson, and the boys find themselves in control of the shack. But Digger's men are outside, and he has given them orders to attack. It is a tense moment in that faraway shack. The interior is in pitch black darkness. Jimmy is standing guard at one window, while Steve stands at another. Listen.
Okay, except my cold's getting a little worse. Do you feel anything, Steve?
I'm not a phone call to talk about either or none of it's the worst.
What do you think they'll do for us?
No, I haven't even thought yet, sir. I thought you were ready for anything.
Hey, where are you, Spud? It's really so dark, I can't see a thing.
I'm sitting on the floor, really nothing to do. What's
up, Spud? I've
got all down on the end of the street. I'm sure you can not phone without me, sir.
Yeah, that's the thing for you to do, Spud. We'll call you if anything happens.
Okay, sir. What that problem is right here by my hand, and all you have to do is say the word.
What's that, Steve?
I don't want Dawson to call out any more trouble with me.
I'll say we both. He could have captured the stopper if it hadn't been for Dawson anyway.
Hey, Spud. Is it my place to put the window up here?
Sure, Steve.
Okay. Thank you, Mom.
Hey, Dawson's on the floor here to the right of this window.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Dawson. I don't want them to get through any unnecessary inconvenience. But you've got to keep quiet.
Yeah, and what have I done?
You'll be forced to gag you.
I ain't promising nothing.
No, I'm sorry. I've been gagged a few times myself. It isn't much fun.
I'm not afraid of you or your gag. I'm going to tell you something else, Robertson. My men will have me out of here inside of half an hour. And then it's going to be just too bad for you guys.
Well, that's an interesting piece of information. Would you mind telling us how they're going to do it?
If you knew this place as well as I did, you wouldn't ask.
You got a good place to come up with
me? You bet I have.
All right, take it out.
Here it is.
Have you got anything more to say, Dawson, before we gag you?
Just it. You and Alan think you're sitting on top of the world, but you're not. You should have taken my offer, Robertson, because no man lives long when they try to buck up against Digger Dawson and Black Pete.
Oh, I see. But you don't mention extra victim, do you?
I've said all I'm going to say. But just remember what I told you.
Okay, then. Give me the handkerchief.
Hey, I'll try not to make your feet tight, Dawson.
I told you what you could do.
Well, here goes.
Got a tag?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Before we leave them, let's see the results just to be sure they're well tied.
All right. Whatever you can. I'll have your feet.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll hold your feet. Thank you, Jim. I'm going over to your room with you. I want to talk to you about that. Hey, Spud, you okay?
I'm all right, Steve.
Once we finish it, I'm going to go over. And I'll talk to Jim.
Well, as long as you want.
Yeah.
I can't go out to sleep. Did you get one here? They're not where I'm from.
I don't see that thing, Bobby. Wait. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see that thing. I think it's different. I think it's a mirror mirror out there.
I don't know, it's getting quiet.
I don't know, maybe.
I could be like this, look.
Yeah. Keep your eyes here. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Go ahead.
You heard that bark in that thing.
That's it?
Yeah. That clears my mind beyond a doubt. The Dawson and Blackstreet are in something together.
They look like they are. But can this be the other way, and they still
are. I think they'll do the same thing to anyone else that's going to know. I'll send to you, Roger.
You mean if they get the door?
Yeah. Dawson very nearly hit us once, what about it? I don't know if he'd first for us if he didn't think of time enough to come on. But they've done that. No, I haven't been lying to you.
Well, that's true enough, Steve. And we just might have to watch out for the future. We don't want to let him get that kind of chance again. Hey, tell me, just what connection do you think could come have with these
fellows? Well, I don't know. If you remember, Jim, that night we were on the building car in Boston Harbor.
We were leaning over the back seat and we talked to the building car coming.
Yeah, that's right. And we heard Blackfeet say that they'd have to put them before morning. Now, what do you think?
Well, it sort of sounds as though they left to kill, but to me, looked like they killed Quackenbush.
Yeah, and that's just what I think. In fact, the way I see it, Quackenbush and hit them, given away of Blackfeet and the bigot. They got rid of that Quackenbush, and hit them on the left. On the left, none can prevent it.
What do you make of the whole business?
Well, that's what I think, sir. We have been looking up on the stage of some gigantic spot. I'm convinced of one thing. That it has to do with the acquisition of a huge sum of money. But more than that, I have the faintest idea.
Well, we got mixed up in this, clearly see the point that Quackenbush happened to be murdered on one of our ships and sent somewhere else.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But we're in it now. And we've got to see it through.
The more I think of it, the clearer their method of murdering Quackenbush was. You know, if Dawson hadn't tried to throw the gun on me, the mystery might never have been solved.
Yeah. That's how he picked up.
Hey, what are we going to do in the morning, Steve?
Oh, we'll have to wait. And we'll see what the situation is in the morning. If they think it's safe to leave this stuff, they might try to take off in a comrade.
You mean if it's got there for
that? Yes, yeah, of course, we'll have to look at that.
Well, if that doesn't seem feasible,
we're going to have to wait until some of the army gets the spotter.
Do you think they'll see this, Steve?
Yes. With two strange airplanes sitting out there in the runway? That's your left there, sir.
Yeah, they can hardly miss them. And if they should, we might be able to be fired.
All I want to do is to get this fellow back and back to Cleveland and clear his name. And I think the government is going to have a hard time proving and Dawson killed Quackenbush unless they get a confession of it. But then we'll be in custody. And that'll make it easier for us to find Black Stephen Hickman.
But with Dawson in there, our job will be done, won't it?
No, no indeed. Not unless we can prove that Dawson is still in Quackenbush. And if I'm any good at all, we'll never make a confession.
No, I don't think so either.
In fact, I don't think the murder of Quackenbush is going to be completely solved until Hickman is found and Black Stephen is in custody.
Well, anyway, the first thing is to put Dawson in prison. Then we'll go after the others.
Yeah, right, sir. Yeah, we're going to get the order in the meeting first. I'm still too weak to stand this figure alone.
Okay, Steve.
Now, what is it?
Nothing. You see that?
Yeah.
I wonder what it was.
Hey, Bob. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, we did, Bob.
Just be quiet and listen to me. See if it's repeated.
What is it? That must
be some noise. Either that or it's some kind of a signal.
Hey, Bob. Can you see anything?
Well, it's not so strange. I thought I saw something moving, but it might have been my imagination.
Okay, look.
I'll try to see what you see.
Oh, it's gone. It is
completely gone. It wasn't. Why, it goes over the back.
Yeah,
it's some kind of a signal. Watch your steps, son. Things are going to start popping in a minute. I'm on the lookout, Steve. You see, I just saw the figure of a man over between the trees on this side.
Okay, I'll go right over there.
Hey, you suppose Dawson has more than 2 men around him?
Oh, I don't know, sir. Turns out he's been, but there may be more.
fuck, they fuck.
Well, it's too late now, Jim. My phone is already passed.
Hey,
Robinson.
Robinson.
What do you want?
Hey, let the figure come out. We won't
bother
you. Don't you never get out of this place alive.
Yeah? I've heard that before, too. And the answer is no. There's a car door. Jim, fine. Get away from the window. Boy, there certainly must be more than two men out there.
Now listen, John. We're being attacked, and we've got to defend ourselves. But first, we want to have a good target. We don't know how much ammunition we've got.
Right, you are, Steve.
Okay. Fine. You come back to the center of the room. I'll take your place, Belinda.
You think you'll try to rock it?
No, I don't know, Jim. If there's plenty of them, it probably will. But if there aren't, then there will.
Hey, there's the door again.
You better lie down on the floor, Spud. We don't want you hit by a stray bullet coming through one of these windows.
That you, Jim? Yes, I had a good beat on some fellow out there.
It's a pity.
No, I don't think so.
Listen, fellas. There's something going on back of the shack. Out behind the stuck room.
No, oh, I don't have to say that. It's our weak spot.
Say, I see a flickering light out here. And great heavens, I smell smoke.
Wait till I look through the door into the back room.
And watch yourself now.
Fellas, we're lost. Let's get the shack on fire.
The three pilots are indeed in a perilous predicament. It won't be long before the flames force them to leave the burning shack. And what of Digger Dawson lying bound and gagged on the floor? Don't miss the next air adventure. This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.